From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, February 19, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Huntertown Board has agreed to pay a $7,000 fine and to correct leachate problems at its former landfill under an agreement with the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The landfill was closed and capped in 1991, and approximately 15 years later, the town installed a system of reed beds designed to treat the leachate that drains from under the landfill cap. However, those reed beds were not maintained and discharge violations occurred. In December, Riverkeeper told the town it had reviewed the frequency and level of those non-compliant discharges over a five-year period. The environmental watchdog organization threatened to sue if the town did not take action to correct the problem. Under the consent order signed on Tuesday, February 16th, the town must conduct a study to bring the landfill into compliance within a year of when the study is completed. One goal of the study will be to determine how much contamination is actually being produced by the landfill and to demonstrate that the landfill is no longer adding anything to the groundwater. Hunter will not be on the hook alone for the cost of the corrective action. Under the cost-sharing agreement negotiated when the landfill closed, Hunter and Wyndham are each responsible for 26% of any landfill-related costs, with the remaining 74% divided up among the other mountaintop towns that used it. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register-Star that Hudson's American Legion Post No. 184 may be moving. Post Commander Terry Drum said the Legion is looking at the old parish hall of the Church of St. John the Evangelist on County Route 25 in Stockport. Drum said the Post 8,200-square-foot building at the corner of Fairview Avenue and Columbia Street is just too large for their needs. Post membership has been in decline, he said. The Post counts one World War II veteran and many Korean and Vietnam veterans among its membership of 120, but after that period, the recruits fall off. Drum said a special meeting of the membership will be held on Monday, February 29th, to talk about selling the building and buying a smaller one. He said if the Post does not put the building up for sale, it will be lost. He said, and I quote, "We don't have the money to support it," end quote. The Stockport building is located 5 miles north of Hudson. It has a hall upstairs, a commercial kitchen, and a multipurpose room downstairs. Drum said the active members are in favor of making an offer on the Stockport building. He said, and I quote, "There's nothing in Hudson that's affordable," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that State Senator Michael Jian Harris has put forward legislation that would establish a new version of Miranda rights for those under the age of 18 who are in police custody. The idea is a plain language version of the rights would be better understood by minors. The legislation also would require the minor to acknowledge they consent to having those rights. Under the proposed legislation, juveniles would be advised, "You have the right to remain silent. That means you do not have to say anything. Anything you say can be used against you. You have the right to get help from a lawyer. If you cannot pay a lawyer, the court will get you one for free. You have the right to stop this interview at any time." Investigators also would be required to ask, and I quote, "Do you want to talk to me," end quote, and, quote, "Do you want to have a lawyer," end quote. The investigator would be required to wait for a response to each question. Data shows that more than 1 million juveniles are criminally charged each year in the United States, and only about 10% exercise their Miranda rights. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County continues to face obstacles in its fight to gain broadband and better internet access for its residents, especially in the sparsely populated rural zones. The Greene County Legislature heard an update on the county's broadband project at a meeting of the Economic Development and Tourism Committee on Tuesday, February 16th. Warren Hart, director of the county's Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning Department, told lawmakers approximately 3,400 households are unserved and 13,800 households are underserved countywide. He said major parts of the mountaintop are unserved, including Lexington, Prattsville, Ashland, and Wyndham. Valley towns such as Durham, primarily along County Route 10, and Cairo, are unserved as well. Large portions of Rivertown, such as New Baltimore, Coxsackie, and Athens, do not have broadband access. The households are located outside the more populated villages, Hart said. He said the county's broadcast consortium is evaluating opportunities for partnership applications with two private providers and public-private applications as well. Hart told the lawmakers the guidelines listed in the state's new broadband program are geared more towards urbanized areas. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. For our final story, Jessica Porter is reporting at the Watershed Post that the owners of the former Catskill Game Farm are struggling to raise funds for needed renovations. When Kathy and Ben Ballone bought the property in 2012, they intended to breathe new life into the historic former private zoo. However, during the past 4 years, they have been unable to raise the $2 million from investors needed to transform the property into an RV park and camping destination. The Ballones are now reconsidering their plan, and they are now seeking a $500,000 investment to make the former giraffe barn into an inn that could serve as a venue for weddings or other events. If they cannot raise the capital needed, the Ballones may give up on their plans entirely. Without support from an investor, Kathy Ballone said, their vision may fall apart and they may have to sell the property. At its prime, the Catskill Game Farm housed thousands of animals, including monkeys, giraffes, rhinoceroses, and an elephant, on 260 acres in Catskill. It served as a local tourist attraction for 73 years. In 2006, the zoo was closed and the animals were sold off. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. Today is day 9 of the WGXE High Five Pledge Drive. Tune in for a full slate of remote broadcast and tune out for special events. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Green and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the WGXE listening area for Friday, today, February 19th. A wintry mix of snow, sleet, and possibly some light freezing rain is possible Friday night. The better chance for freezing rain will be on the west side of the Hudson River. As for today, the National Weather Service is forecasting increasing clouds with a temperature high near 35 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of rain, snow, freezing rain, and sleet before 2 a.m., then a chance of rain, snow, and sleet between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m., then a chance of rain and sleet after 3 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 31 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 40%. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a slight chance of rain showers and sleet before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 51 degrees, but Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 34, and on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 46 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of rain before 11 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m., then a chance of snow after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 29 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:45 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:33 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 19th day of February, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.